This is CliffCentral.com.
We must get Robin in here. I haven't seen her in ages. She's been on some buying spree in Amsterdam or something. I'm very excited to talk to her. Get in here, Robin. Robin's from Lifestyle Home Garden, and we're going to talk to her about crotons, which I know Leanne doesn't know a thing about.
Well, I can tell you, the croton are a beautifully attractive, colorful, exotic, yet simplistic, variegated indoor plant that Cliff Central currently posts throughout the studio.
That's right. There they are. Those are the croton. Ben, take a picture of the croton for the website, please.
Yeah.
We need that. All right. That sounds exciting. We'll talk to her about that. Is there anything else going on in the news before we get to Robin that we need to pay attention to? Because there are a couple of things in my headlines you want to hear.
I'm like brain dead. I've been watching puppy videos for about 6 months.
How's that been for you? Has it been stimulating and exciting? Puppy videos. You watch those. Ben watches the cats. That's all we need.
I just watch my own cats now. They're more.
You know, Ben's got two cats.
I know. It's so exciting. We spoke last time. Compared pictures.
Jacob Zuma is due back in court on corruption charges.
Do you reckon his supporters slept out last night?
Probably. There was a group that held a vigil for Jacob Zuma before the court case. Of course, former President Jacob Zuma is having a tough time before the start of this court case, but according to the MKMVMA, that's Carl Niehaus, who's their spokesperson, he is a strong man and he's coping well. Hmm. Must be really hard for him.
He copes with anything.
Is that a croton?
No. Can't you tell the difference?
It's something special.
Yes, that's a croton.
Oh, it is. Sorry. My bad.
This is a croton.
Hello, Robin.
Good morning, everybody. How are you all this Friday?
Fine. You've been gallivanting around Europe buying things.
Yes.
How exciting.
Right.
You've brought the latest back home with you from Amsterdam.
Yes. Well, we haven't brought it right now, but it will be coming next year, which is very exciting.
Fantastic. Very exciting. How have you been otherwise?
Very well, thank you. How have you been? Are you better today?
I'm feeling much better. And yesterday...
Have you finished your fireball yet?
No, I haven't actually.
Good for the
throat. I've got a coffee here. Give Robin a fireball or something. She needs to have a drink early in the morning.
Oh, goodness.
No, you have to. It's today's drinking day. Last week was hot sauce day. Aren't you glad you came today?
Oh, yes, I'm glad I came today.
Exactly.
Next week's hallucinogenics.
So if you want to come in for that, you're welcome.
It's a plant thing, I mean.
Yeah. Yes, no, definitely.
Yes. So, Robin, I must compliment you guys. You've put in an installation downstairs. We obviously had our vegetable garden, which is going very well.
Yes.
And Jane has been busy tending to that. And we've actually tasted of our own veggies already. We've had some lettuce. Ben often raids it for his own home confectionery.
Spinach and the lettuce. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, good. I was actually going to ask you if you guys have been picking and eating.
Yes, we have. Because that's important, right? You have to keep
doing. Of course. And in the beginning, Jane did not want anybody to touch it.
I'm not scared of Jane. I'm the one person not scared of Jane.
Good. Because the more you pick, the more it bears more veggies and herbs, which is what you want.
Can I just ask, with the spinach, for instance, because I've got those in my garden. When you reap them? What do you do? Harvest them.
Yeah. Yes,
do you cut from the outside and do you just cut the leaf, the stalk?
Just cut the leaf or pick it off, break off the leaf.
It doesn't really matter,
no, because the more you pick, it's sort of the same as a lot of flowers. The more you pick, it will just start growing new shoots. Mm. And it encourages it to bear more the more that you pick the leaves off. So, yeah, try obviously pick the leaf off from the base so that it has that space to grow new.
Mm. Uh-huh.
If you cut the leaf in half, I don't think it will
be
as effective.
No.
Also, then you end up with half of it.
Half
like
a leaf.
Yes, so you don't want that. Exactly.
All right, so we are picking ours at the moment. That was actually a good question, because I often wonder whether you should cut it. And if you do you cut it in an angle like with the pruning of the roses last week? Or do you just pull it off like Ben does when he takes some home?
I think pulling it off is best, because it's always good to get your hands in there. But you obviously can cut, and they're nice secateurs, small little snips, perfect for herbs and veggies.
You got some of those secateurs we can buy from you?
Yes, of course. So rather use those, because I think they're better for the more gentle and, you know,
herbs. The plant doesn't scream as much.
Yeah, no.
But the plant knows when one of its buddies is being cut off, and then it grows a new one.
Yes, exactly. There we go. All right, so the other thing I wanted to compliment you on before we get on to crotons is the water feature and everything else that we've got. You've seen all the plants around the office. We've got this one tree. There's a tree in the office. It is about 3.5, maybe 4 meters tall.
That's the tree that we've named Naomi Campbell.
Why is it Naomi Campbell?
Because it's so tall.
Skinny and tall.
Oh, the tall, slender, look, I can see it.
Obvious. And it's apparently over 10 years old.
Yes, it is. That is a Dracaena, and it's actually quite a specimen, so you're very lucky to have one of those in your offices.
Magnificent.
Yeah, and the variegated leaves, it's quite interesting because it's very compact and tall, thick stems.
Mm.
So obviously that's what makes it look so interesting and appealing, because it's quite different to like the palm, for instance, which you have here, which spreads, you know, quite wide and thin stems with the leaves. So it really is something different and unique. So I'm glad you love it.
No, it's fantastic. A couple of things before we even start down croton lane. I thought those were crotons. What are those called again? Mother-in-law's tongue.
No, those are mother-in-law's tongues. So the botanical name is Sansevieria.
That's it. Sorry. I kept thinking those were crotons.
That's why I got confused.
Oh, okay. Because you knew about
crotons. I know my plants.
Yeah, sure. Do you?
No.
You sounded so convincing.
when she was talking about crotons.
Crotons and palms.
I mean, it's a funny word, croton, right?
It is a funny word. That's more the common name.
Okay.
So it's actually called a Codium variegatum. So I know that last week you guys mentioned that it's variegated, which is actually the most interesting thing about this plant, is that the leaves are like a beautiful amalgamation of orange and red and green and yellow.
Yeah, it's sort of like where the vein goes down the middle of the leaf is red, and then it goes off into yellow, and then the rest is green.
Exactly. Beautiful. And the younger the leaves are, they sort of more solid color green, and the more mature the plant gets, the more colors it shows off.
That's why I'm so colorful.
The old parts. Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's a beautiful plant, and the variegated means that it has obviously texture in the leaf, so it's not one solid color. That's what variegated means, and that's why in the name it has variegatum. So just so
okay.
A little tip in case people didn't know what variegated was.
What sort of, are they indoor and outdoor plants?
Yes, they are actually, which is very interesting. Some people enjoy to grow them outdoors in their gardens as well. And they're obviously more suited to shade, because any plant that works well for indoor and outdoor, the indoor means it doesn't really enjoy direct sunlight.
Yeah.
So it might enjoy it's a like bit of
leave,
sunlight.
If we leave Leanne out in the sun for too long.
Not good.
No, it's really not.
No.
She's an indoor person.
Yeah, I've got this sort of Irish skin, you know.
Okay, and then obviously water.
So watering, I think the croton doesn't enjoy being overwatered. What you'll notice, and I must say I have noticed it from one of yours in the studio, it will start to drop the leaves if you overwater it. So when the leaves go droopy.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yes,
the two in the window, the Renegade Report ones.
Yes.
I've been overwatering my boobs.
They go droopy.
Yeah, I think so.
They're those two in the window, which we've named Jonathan and Roman from the Renegade Report. And they're both in bad condition.
Mm. Yeah, so I think they could either have been overwatered. So it's very
important. Or it could
important.
Be because we named them Jonathan and Roman.
Yes, they could be replicating the personalities or the demeanors of the people they've been named after.
That would
because they are living beings, and they do. They listen to you, you know, they understand what you're putting out,
now
the
you
vibes.
Sound like Prince Charles. Last time I spoke to him, he went, how often do you talk to your plants? It's marvelous.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
Okay.
But that would be funny. He does talk to plants. Prince Charles is a big plant talker.
Well,
you see
it's
him
very
wandering around his
to
garden.
Well,
when you can talk to Camilla or a plant, I
you
mean.
Choose plants. So he walks around his garden and he actually, and how are you, young man? Looking terribly strong this morning. How marvelous your foliage. Yes, it does look like you have a very strong root system.
While Camilla's neighing in the background.
What is it you do? Well, I'm a croton. Yes, of course, a croton.
I all hope right, so you do that to the plants in the studio,
I've been
Gareth.
Talking to this one. That's
yes,
why it's looking
that's
so
why
healthy.
It looks so good. And yeah. I see the ones in here look very good. So well, you must have been talking to them.
We talk to these ones all the time.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, and they hear all your jokes. So they have, you know, happy vibes, healthy drinking people and, you know, all that around them.
Last
so that's
week
very
they
good.
Experienced some of the hot sauce fun. And now, you know, they get a little bit of the fireball and the tequila and everything else.
It's interesting you point that out, because the one you have in studio right now is the one that sits right next to us, Jane.
Yes.
Yeah.
So perhaps, you know,
she treats it well, and that's why it looks so good. It's just flourishing. But the other ones there, I think someone needs to go talk to it nicely.
Well, they sit with Dorian Celeste. So I'm going to either either going to blame them or I'm going to blame Jonathan and Roman, but I don't think it's an overwatering. Okay, so let me understand. If you don't know whether your plant is healthy or not, you need to look at some very obvious things, but to some people it may not be, because a lot of people imagine that plants like this just lose their leaves like a tree would.
Yes, but that should not happen. And obviously, because plants are living, they tell you how they're feeling. You know, they will drop their leaves, they will lose their color. That's another thing, especially that happens to this croton, is the more ideal light and temperature conditions, the more beautiful the colors of the leaves are. If they're not getting enough sunlight, they start to go solid green. They'll start losing that like variegated and colorful red, orangey, yellow look. And then that will also tell you that you possibly need to move them into a new position.
I remember you telling us about indoor plants a while ago, and you said that one of the things you like to do is get a spray bottle and actually spray like a mist onto the leaves. First of all, to clean them.
Correct.
So you can get the dust off of them. And second of all, because the plant likes that. Makes it feel like it's in a tropical...
Yeah, it doesn't just rain into the roots.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And most indoor plants, or quite a lot of them, they like that tropical environment. So the humidity and the moisture in the air actually helps them to obviously thrive. So a lot of, I'm sure, as you know, there's like a biological thing where plants take nutrients and that in from the leaves as well as the roots. So a lot of them will enjoy that misting once a week or once every 2 weeks, literally take a spray bottle
like
and
for
mist
us,
it over.
Is that for us to go for a massage? That's what it feels
exactly.
like.
Exactly. I think it's about the same thing.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go.
So a massage once a week, I think that would do us all very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so here's a point though. With all of these plants inside, wouldn't oxygen somehow factor in?
Yeah, they're putting out oxygen.
The fact that we open the windows or not, or the fact that we just have the aircon on.
Yes, so the temperature of the room.
Uh-huh.
So you know that we've spoken about this before, but plants actually release oxygen and they take in carbon dioxide. So it's very good for your working environment. And I'm sure that's why you're also happy and cheerful every morning because you have wonderful plants.
Forgive me for being sick yesterday, but that wasn't the plant's fault.
No, it wasn't. And so... the temperature and the environment, that if you open the window and suddenly the temperature changes because they're not used to it, or you put a very cold aircon on or very warm aircon, that could actually be another reason why those crotons in the window are dropping their leaves. Because the sudden change in temperature, if you've all of a sudden been using your heater, they won't like that change in environment. So it's just to take note, to see, test, and also understand that they like to be cozy and comfy just like we do. And then because they're working hard to take in the carbon dioxide and make a more oxygen-filled environment for us, you know, they also enjoy to be comfortable.
Well,
tireless little things.
I went onto your Facebook page for Lifestyle the other day, and I saw that you can register there for information on all of your courses that you do.
Yes, so we have a college that we are associated with, and they do full-time horticulture and landscaping. They also do part-time courses, and we do short courses. So if you literally just want to learn about herb and veggie gardening or rose pruning, they were recently doing one because obviously it's now the right time, you can just go do a short course Saturday morning or two Saturday mornings, or you can do a part-time course over a few weeks or a full-time course over a year.
Wow.
And yeah, if it's a hobby,
you could become a croton expert. Ooh. Do you get a certificate saying expert in crotons?
That would be cool.
No.
No, but it would
no,
be
No, Gareth,
cool.
But it would be cool.
Because then how many certificates would you have? Because you'd become an expert in a million indoor plants.
Well, I mean, you've got a variety at Lifestyle, for example. You've brought a whole bunch of them in here, but I know you have even more.
Yes, we do.
You can have mother-in-law's tongue, Leanne.
Mm-hmm. I've had that before.
What are those things called? I've got a lot of those in my house.
With fern.
The
white,
with the white flowers.
Oh, that is a spathiphyllum, which is commonly known as a peace lily, and people love them because it's one of the few flowering indoor plants.
That's
with
it.
Those beautiful white slender flowers.
My gynae uses a spathiphyllum when I see him. It's not very comfortable.
And that one over there?
That's also a Dracaena. It's another type of Dracaena. So it's the same as what you have out there, but obviously a younger and smaller version. Mm-hmm. And then in the corner, you have a palm, which is very, very popular. People love bamboo palms, kentia palms. They're beautiful indoors, really, to create a jungle vibe. And yours looks beautiful there.
Cool. All right. Well, you and I are going to do a quick inspection around the studio after this.
Great.
Have a look at what's doing well, what isn't. I saw Celeste hurriedly moving Jonathan and Ramon to the window so they can get some sun.
That's good. At least she's trying to improve their look.
Yeah, because my God, they're a disappointment compared to all the others. All right. Well, Robin, thank you. It's always nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
It's much more fun doing this when we have a real expert in the studio. I had to get my mother involved last
week. Yes, I absolutely loved that. She is an expert in pruning. She knew exactly what she was talking about.
Well, she was saying to me that, this is right up her alley. It's the first time she's come on the show and wanted to be a part of it. She was all about rose pruning. And she went around her garden the next day and did exactly what she told us about.
Wow. Well, she is very knowledgeable, so we might have to get her in again.
From rose pruning to crotons.
Thank you, Robin. Robin Scher is from Lifestyle Home and Garden. You can go and visit them. They're the anchor tenant at the Lifestyle Garden Center. That's the corner of Bayers Nordea Drive and Eisteddfod Avenue in Rand Park Ridge, Randburg. You can go to lifestyle.co.za and choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. And as I said, you can also find them on social media and join up on Facebook. It came up. Did you see? It said Gareth Cliff is interested in the rose pruning. I went and actually clicked like.
Yes, I was very excited.
I know, but I'm not going to come to the course.
I was going to say, do you know how to prune your roses?
I'll send my mother. All right, very good. Thanks, Robin. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you want to find out more, head over to lifestyle.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.